Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Heather. May I please have your zip code so I can locate your account?
56401.
And first and last name, please.
Karen Huber.
And that was 56401, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me just a moment to try to locate the account. Okay, and can you verify your address for me so I can make sure I have the correct account?
Okay, 8054 Paradise Beach Trail.
All right, and looking here at the account, it looks like on April 13th, you had paid shipping and handling to start a 14-day trial for the Elevair Facial Moisturizer and the Eye Serum. And how can I help you?
Well, I just got a notification from my credit card that I've been charged 92 something from you guys. I don't know why that happened, but I'm stopping that charge. I don't know why that was charged to my account from Total Muscle Work.
Okay. Right. Well, when you had paid the shipping and handling to start the 14-day trial, it explains that if the account's not canceled within the trial period, that you'll be billed the full amount for the products that you had received during the trial. Because we send out a full 30-day supply. The purpose of the trial is to give you the opportunity to try it before you buy it. But you do have to cancel if you don't want to have to pay for the product.
Well, I am canceling. I do not want to pay for the product.
Right. Well, I mean, I can cancel the account out now, but you're outside of your trial period. You've already been billed for the products, ma'am. You would have had to cancel by the 28th.
Are you really?
Yes, ma'am. To avoid being billed for the 14-day trial, you have to cancel within the trial period.
There. Yeah. I didn't understand that.
Okay. Well, I can cancel out the account. That'll stop all future charges
account,
and shipments
yes.
effective immediately. As far as the charges on the account, we do consider those valid. If you would like to be considered for a refund, though, you would have to call back with your bank on the line. So that way we can verify that the dispute is dropped in order for us to issue a refund.
So I need to do what to do that?
Call back with your bank on the line.
Call back with my bank on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
With my credit card banking or my regular
yes, ma'am.
Bank account?
The one for the card, the one associated with the card that we charged.
With the card? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So
if it was your credit card, then you would call back with the credit card company. If it's your bank card, you call back with the bank. And then once we speak to them and you, or either or, doesn't matter, we can go ahead and work out a refund amount for the charge on the account.
Okay. Well, I will do that today. I'll contact them and get them on the line to get that canceled.
Okay. Well, outside of that, I've got the account canceled, and that's going to stop all future charges and shipments effective immediately. So that way you don't have to worry about being billed or shipped anything moving forward.
Okay. Okay, so I'll try and get that done today.
All right, sounds good. Well, we're open 24/7, so you can call anytime, and I'll notate the account that you'll be calling back with your bank.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, well, I do want to thank you then for contacting customer service, and you have a wonderful night, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.